Well, good evening, everybody. It is another Laker hockey show on a Tuesday evening. A nice little crowd on hand here at the Antlers. The Lakers coming off, for the first time this season, a twin loss on the road, 4-2, 5-3 at Northern Michigan. And Damon Witten's here. We're going to have some players joining us during the show tonight as well. In fact, all the players will be in here having dinner at the Antlers. And we'll get some of the seniors for sure on here because senior weekend's coming up. But Damon, let's look back at Northern Michigan. Kind of a lost weekend for us because we haven't played like that on the road. Northern Michigan played really well, I thought, and they got away with a few things here and there. We can talk about that a little bit. But the Lakers didn't play the way they've been playing, and we suffered two defeats as a result.
Well, I agree with you. I think that's pretty accurate. I don't think we had the game we wanted to have, you know, and that's obviously falls on me to have the guys ready to play the right way and prepared. And, coming off that bye week, we did some things a little differently. Now you look back and you change that up, but that's hindsight. But, yeah, I give them credit. I thought they did play really well. They did some things that, maybe surprised us a little bit. But, again, they played well and play with a lot of pace. I think part of it is I've kind of, as a staff, we've talked about it and looked over it, and kind of on the way over getting prepared for the show. You know, we just went through 17 games. We had two losses. I mean, we were on a streak that we played extremely well. You know, two losses in however many weeks that is. You read the headlines, you see the players of the week, you see the guys, the Hobie candidates, and, you know, I think we all fell prey, to reading some of those headlines and taking our foot off the pedal there a little bit, as much as you try to be aware of it and preach on it and continue to stress the habits we play with and the standards we play to. There's a natural, natural instinct to let off a little bit, to believe the hype and believe the press clippings that have been out there. So, you know, I thought that did affect us. You know, I've really liked our response this week. I thought the last couple of days have been really, really good for us. And you hate to have such a severe wake-up call as a two-game losing a weekend series, but seems like that's part of what happened. Now we'll see how we respond on Friday and how we respond the next couple of weeks there. But it's really unfortunate. It wasn't the standards we expect to play to. I thought the Terrell line was phenomenal all weekend long. Gelsinger, Terrell, and Calder had a heck of a weekend. There's some other individuals that played well and some solid. And then a handful of individuals that, you know, didn't play. We really hadn't seen them play like that all season long. And so that's challenging and that's frustrating. The timing's horrible of it, but, you know, we do believe it was just a weekend blip and, not something more longstanding. You know, certainly with the response we had the last couple of days, we're just going to learn from it and move on quickly because it's a big weekend coming in here too. But, so some good individual play. Special teams is a huge factor. We got our butts handed to us on special teams. And again, that falls on myself to have us ready to go that way. That was disappointing because we felt like we'd taken some strides, both on the power play in particular. Our penalty kill has been pretty solid most of the year and done a good job. But on the weekend, we certainly, got beat up on it. And I don't know if that means we should have went to Big Bear a couple of days and got on the Olympic sheet a little bit more. Again, that's hindsight. It is what it is. We didn't do that for the other Olympic sheet weekends up in Alaska. And we were good up in those areas. But tough results. Obviously, we were sitting there in second place and had the tiebreaker into the weekend and, have lost that away a little bit. So we do need a little bit of help if we're going to finish above fourth. But we still have home ice, in a real good spot for that, and that's going to be the goal short term. And really for the first time all season, we talked a little bit more long term today. We're on break for school there, so we actually have a little bit more time with the guys, which you usually don't have a lot of that. But we looked a little bit more about, what are we going to do here? What's going to be the legacy of this team when it's all said and done? And what are we looking to do in the WCHA playoffs and beyond that? So it was good to have that and to refocus there a little bit. And again, not the way you want to get a wake-up call, but with a two-game set. I think when you look at that 17 game segment, and we're 4-2 now in our last six, and going into our 8-game segment here, we still have a lot of positive things to play for, and we're still a heck of a hockey team here. We just have to respond in a real good way here.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend, no doubt about it. 0-for-8 on the power play, and we gave up 4 power play goals to Northern Michigan on 7 chances. That's taking a pretty good whack right there. In fact, we've got the new statistics on how the Lakers stand. We haven't been real good on the power play the entire second half of the season. We're down around 12% on the second half, and we're still 18% overall because we were so good in the first half. But, boy, those special teams, I don't know what to say about that. I thought we'd be really good on the power play because the big ice gives you a little bit more room, and we did move the puck around. We had two power plays Friday night in the first 10 minutes of the game and failed to score on either one of them, and I think Northern went 1-for-2 on Friday night, so those kind of hurt. But the Lakers are still ranked 19th nationally, still up there in the poll in the top 20. And we did have another player of the week. Ashton Calder had a tremendous weekend. He had a goal and 3 assists, 4 points. He was a +3 on the weekend. And he is the rookie of the week in the WCHA.
Well, you know, you hit a couple areas there, but one of it's, you know, penalty kill. We actually had, I think, 7 kills one night, 6 the other night. So 13 kills on the weekend is you know, way too much, you know. And whether you agree with all the calls or not, you have to adjust to the way the games are being called. And you know, we didn't do that. So way too much time killing penalties. Again, you know, some of our players who have played at such a high level all year long are on our penalty kill. And, you know, it was a bit of an off weekend for a couple of guys, and that hurt us. Power play, you know, we blew it up a couple of weeks ago, went out and had, I think, 2 back-to-back weeks. We were really strong. And then again, really struggled this weekend. Didn't have quite as many chances as they had. I think when you watch it back, and it's funny, it's interesting watching the Ferris weekend back along with wrapping up the Northern Michigan these past couple days here, our puck movement against Ferris was really good. We didn't overhandle it. We moved pucks quickly. When you get to the big sheet, you know, you have time, you have space. So guys want to hold on to it. So I thought we were way too deliberate with it. We have to move it quicker and let the puck do the work. And again, we'll have to learn from that. But certainly we got to look at some personnel issues there, you know, what we're doing there, how we're going to execute those things, because it hasn't been good enough. So that was challenging. You know, Braden Gelsinger had a 5-point weekend. It was great to see Gelsinger have a real strong weekend again. I thought the Terrell line was just unbelievable. You know, Diego's line did not have a good weekend that they're accustomed to. They've been all tremendous, you know, really almost all season long. Those individuals that make up that line, they've been together as a line for a few weeks now, and they've been really, really good. And there's no reason to question how good they'll be this upcoming weekend. They'll bounce back. And I think maybe one of the, you know, the silver linings there is now with Terrell's line going like that, Diego's line going like that, you know, you're going to have to pick your poison there a little bit. So I think there's a little bit of a bright spot there with the response that Gage and his line mate showed, leading to Calder's rookie of the week. And, you know, another strong week, another strong month for Ash. And he's played outstanding for us for a long time now, and, you know, been on a real tear the second half. And so that's good to see as well.
Yeah, anytime a freshman has 19 points at this point in the season with a couple of games remaining, you get over 20 points as a freshman. That's outstanding, because the long-range goal for most hockey players at the collegiate level is to hit that 100-point mark. That seems to be the magic mark these days. And Troy Loggins, the outstanding forward for Northern Michigan, their senior forward on their top line with Rockwood and Denver Pierce, he wound up with 5 points on the weekend, 2 goals on Saturday night. He had 3 assists, 2 on Friday and 1 on Saturday. They get 2 wins over the Lakers. He's player of the week offensively, the forward of the week. But Braden Gelsinger was right behind him. He was the next guy listed, and he had 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points, and was a +4 on the weekend. So he had the same number of points. And Gelsinger was really good. I thought that was one of his best weekends as a Laker hockey player. Alec Rohauser, by the way, from Bowling Green, their junior defenseman, was defenseman of the week. And Tyler Anderson was a runner-up there. He had 2 assists. And I'll tell you what, Tyler Anderson made a pass on the Ashton Calder goal on Saturday night that was probably the best play I've seen Tyler Anderson make as a Laker.
Yeah, no, a real good play, you know, to activate and join the rush. And, you know, it's, when you look at our D scoring and the way they've contributed, you know, I'm surprised that Tyler's not higher up. You know, you're around enough, Bill, you see the way he shoots the puck and his stick skills. So, you know, there's some frustration there that doesn't have a goal. And, you know, he's carrying a little bit of a burden there, but he's played better. You know, he was out of the lineup for a while. Since he got worked his way back in and earned his way back in, he's been really good for us. He brings a physical presence as well, but I'm not sure I've seen many guys that shoot the puck better than him. So, you know, at some point we'd like to get him on the board and kind of break that little, you know, challenge he has to get on the board and get going there, because he does a good job that way. But made a real nice play on that goal to draw us back in the game.
Yeah, the other players of the week, the goaltender of the week, Ate Tolvanen, wouldn't you know it, from Northern Michigan. He had 48 saves in those two games against the Lakers, a .906 save percentage, 2.51 goals against average. He's a great player. He's a Hobey Baker candidate. He gets the sweep, so he's goalie of the week. And then the rookie of the week was Ashton Calder, who had a tremendous weekend with a goal and 3 assists. Now, I thought Northern Michigan really keyed on the Cuglietta line, too. They set out from the outset on Friday night to stop Humitz, stop Diego, and stop Anthony Nellis. And they did a good job of that because that Rockwood, Loggins, Pierce line, that was their job. And they tried to match that way. They had home ice. They had last change. And they worked what they wanted to do.
They were sticking with that. And we at times, you know, played with it a little bit to get away after some icings and some small, you know, bringing them back and short rest there. But on paper, it was a matchup we liked as well and thought they, we could win that matchup. But, you know, that's not new. Those guys have seen that attention for a long, long time. I mean, Anthony got off to such a tear this year that, nearly every single game after the first 3-4 weeks, he's been getting, I think way too many liberties taken with him in terms of some of the clutching and grabbing and things like that. You know, that's one thing I've not loved about, our officiating this year is I think we penalize our best players in our league. You're allowed to neutralize them with hooks and holds and slashes to the hand. So Anthony's had to fight through that all year long. And now certainly what that line has done, teams are well scouted in the league and they know who top players are. And so that's not new for them. What is new is their lack of success for the first time, really all season long. There's been maybe a game or a couple periods here, but they've had such strong years that they've been able to win that battle and play through that. But it was certainly, a key for them, and it'll be no different moving forward. You know, Ferris will try to have a plan on the road to get the right D pairing against them in the right line. And then certainly in the playoffs, teams are going to be alert to that. And again, silver lining is Terrell's line, the way they play, the way they responded. When you go back to our Minnesota State win Saturday night, the game-winning goal was scored by Pete Viette off an assist from Melvin Carlson and Steven Ruggiero. So, Brendan McKay, we talked a lot about the last couple of weeks and what his line has done. So there was, we have the ability to not collapse when that happens. Other guys need to step up, and Terrell's line did it this weekend. It just wasn't enough as a team.
Yeah, I thought Northern Michigan spent a lot of time doing things to try to offset the Lakers, too. There was a lot of chirping going on. In fact, more than normally in a hockey game, I thought Loggins and Lochran and some of these kids spent a lot of time talking after play and yapping at Laker players and chasing guys toward our bench when they were leaving the ice. And at the end of the first period Friday night, as he was leaving the ice, Loggins put the spear to Gage Terrell right in front of their bench as he was heading off. And to me, that's always been one of the things I don't like about hockey sometimes. Here's a guy heading off, end of the period, end of a change, takes a shot at a guy on the way to the bench.
Yeah, well, it's a rivalry game, so there's certainly a little added layer and an emotion in that thing. You know, my biggest frustration was the diving. I thought the diving by one guy. I'll let you say it. But, it was out of control. I thought it was embarrassing to the league, and I haven't actually talked to Greg Shepherd at all about it either. It is what it is. But, give him credit. He got in our heads a little bit and was able to do that. But, I'm not a fan of that stuff. I think you play the game the right way between the whistles, play hard. And so, yeah, there was that, but that's just part of the emotion of the series in some ways beyond that part of it. But, overall, it's, again, we have to adjust. We can't get into a weekend where we're killing 13 penalties. It's way too much. And, we've got to do a better job than that.
Yeah, we got to stay out of the penalty box. But I'll tell you, we questioned it during the game on Saturday night, too. Lochran was all over the place, falling down. He's 5'7", 145 pounds, very easily moved. And they call Anthony Nellis three times this season for embellishment, and they didn't call that kid once for that on the weekend. And to me, that's just ridiculous. But we're going to take a break here in our hockey show tonight. We'll be back with more Laker Hockey Show right after this on ESPN 1400. All right, we're back for our second segment of the Laker Hockey Show on a Tuesday evening in Sault Ste. Marie. It got up to about 11 degrees today in the Sioux. Beautiful sunshiny day, though, following that little bit of a blizzard we had on Sunday night into Monday. What a nasty situation that was. And they scared us on the weekend, too. We hustled home right after the game on Saturday night. We had no trouble at all. In fact, the bus came off the highway right behind Pat and me as we came across. Only took about 2 hours and 45 minutes. I thought it was a piece of cake, really.
Well, you know what? We worried as a upper administration, my boss and some of the senior management, should we travel? Should we book hotels and stay Saturday? And give credit to Checker Bus Company. They were kind of on it, and they were more worried if we stayed, we'd be stuck there longer because the next day was supposed to be so bad. So, yeah, we got a little bit lucky. The trip home was way easier than anticipated. Really didn't run into any issues. And then the next day I heard from a few people it was real nasty. So glad we got home, and Checker Bus does a great job for us.
Yeah, and James is probably their top driver, and he was the guy at the wheel for the Laker hockey team. Man, I was surprised he came out of nowhere up behind us coming on the stretch there on 28, and suddenly we got off at Easterday Avenue, and so did you right behind us. This weekend is a big weekend in a lot of ways. I want to talk a little bit about Ferris State here before you move out in the second half of the show. It's also senior night on Saturday night, and we're going to bid a very fond adieu to some really good hockey players led by Diego Cuglietta, Gage Terrell, Anthony Nellis, Nick Kossoff, our senior goaltender, and Steven Ruggiero now is going to be leaving. And those five are going to be honored pregame. I'd rather do it postgame like we used to, but whatever, they're going to get recognized, and what they mean to this program, we almost can't put into words.
Yeah, it's been, it's kind of amazing it's here. It doesn't, I think a lot of years, you know, you're ready for it and things like that, and this year it seems like it's just come flying up and flying by and then way too soon here. So it's going to be an emotional night. It always is. You know, certainly we got a lot of hockey left to play, and, you know, that'll be a focus as well. But, you know, I can't thank those guys enough for what they've done for this program and the course they've set for us over their entire time here. And it's nice to see, you know, some of those results really come into play. I think there definitely were times throughout their careers where they maybe questioned some of the things we sold them and, you know, talked about with Laker hockey. And again, really, really proud of what they've done to stick with it and really change, you know, the direction we were headed here. So it's going to be a really difficult night, you know. I don't know. It'll be hard, you know, when we'll hit that more and more, certainly the senior banquet post game. And but we're looking forward to honor those guys. They deserve it. I know talking to them this week, we'll have a few parents here. Some of the parents from farther away might not be making it, unfortunately, which is always the situation with these guys coming from all over North America and the world these days. But it's a great crew. You know, can't say enough positive things about this group and what they've meant to our program.
Yeah, they're great guys as well as great players, and they've done a tremendous job this year as this team has really turned it around. The record is still very strong, and we've got Ferris State coming in here this weekend. Lakers can finish anywhere from second to sixth in the standings, depending on what happens with other games now and what the Lakers do this weekend. And Ferris State's going to be tough. They just played a really up-and-coming, a tough team to beat. We know that in Huntsville. And they beat Alabama Huntsville 5-2 on Saturday night. They got two goals in that game out of Craig Pefley. He's a pretty good hockey player. We saw him a few weeks ago, about a month ago now down there. Lakers beat them twice. They'll be out to avenge that. Plus, they have to win. If they want a playoff spot and the dubious distinction of going to Minnesota State to play, they have to win this weekend. And they got enough good players with guys like Justin Kapelmaster and Corey Mackin and Cooper Zeck and Cole Norris and these kids. They can play, and it's going to be a really tough weekend. I think it's going to be a tough game on Friday night.
Well, as you said, I think the key is it's a desperate team, you know, playing for their playoff lives and everything on the line there. And, you know, it's a team not far removed from an NCAA Frozen Four. So there's still some pieces in that locker room that have been in the NCAAs and I don't understand what it takes to win this time of year. I still think Corey Mackin, you know, it's not been the year I'm sure that he drew up for himself, but I think he's one of the best players in the conference. Extremely dangerous offensive player, very creative. Him with Gerald Mayhew a couple of years back was just a dynamic duo. So those guys you have to be aware too. They've got two defensemen that are leading their team in scoring, and the freshman phenom there, Cooper Zeks, is having an unbelievable year and a very crafty, deceptive player that can really burn you and make plays. And you know, goaltending's been a little bit interesting. They went with Kapelmeister once he returned from injury, and he went on a run. And then now Ronnie is back. Ronnie's back in that running the last couple games here. So we're not quite sure who we will see in the pipes this weekend. But you know, a desperate team, a team that we know always plays with jam and with bite. And you know, it's going to be another challenging weekend as it always is, but we control our own destiny, and we want to make sure we're ready to play and to finish this thing the right way.
Yeah, another goaltender from Finland to deal with this weekend, Roni Salmenkangas. He's the freshman at for Bobby Daniels at Ferris State, and he looked pretty good. We saw him in game two a few weeks ago when the Lakers won that game. That was a tougher game than the first one, I thought he played pretty well, and we're liable to see him on Friday night.
Yeah, my guess is that's who they'll go with. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you play in this league. The goaltending's so strong, you know, every given night there. So you have to be prepared that way. You know, Coach Sizek's done a good job. Part of his duties with his background is prepping us for the opposing team's goaltenders. So he puts together a pretty good tape there and trying to look at some areas we can exploit and take advantage of that way. So we'll continue to prepare for both those guys. But, again, I would expect Roney there that first night. But you know, another great weekend. And for those listening in, whether it's live or on the podcast there, you know, just want to encourage everybody to come out. You know, if you only make one game, get out to Saturday night, get there early. You know, that ceremony will take place around 6:50, something like that, to honor our seniors and Steven Ruggiero, along with those guys, for all they've done for Laker hockey and the commitment they've made. We'd love to see a great turnout for those guys.
Yeah, it is spring break at Lake Superior State, and the students are mostly gone. Our hockey players have to stick around. They've got a big weekend coming up, but we want to encourage as many fans as possible to get out and support the Lakers this Friday and Saturday night against a Ferris State team that desperate's the word for them, and they're going to be playing hard right out of the gate on Friday night. The other series this weekend, you got Minnesota State Mankato. They'll probably rest a lot of guys, but they're going to be playing against Bemidji State in Mankato. And you've got Bowling Green playing this weekend at home against UAH. Huntsville needs victories there, but it won't be easy at Bowling Green. And then Northern Michigan and Michigan Tech are going to play home and home. They start at Houghton on Friday night. I'm not sure. I guess we want to see a split there, but Lakers want to win two games this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been beyond today the first time where we talked a little bit more long-term in terms of WCHA and NCAA playoffs. You know, we just want to focus on the task in hand, you know, having a good Wednesday tomorrow and then Friday night, you know, we've got to take care of business and get back to the way we all know we're capable of playing. You know, and that's it. You know, we want to get to 5-2 for this 8-game segment. Not going to worry too much about what goes on around us. You know, we just have to take care of our own business, and we've done that extremely well most of the season, and that's the expectation for this weekend.
Okay, we've got some questions, as usual, from our fans who are here with us at the Antlers. They get a chance to ask questions, and we'll run through those in a moment. The power play and the penalty kill struggled last weekend. Was it because of the large ice sheet at Northern Michigan?
Well, it's definitely a piece of it. You know, we talked about as a staff if on Thursday or Friday we wanted to walk through our penalty kill there to get used to the spacing, and I think one of our players brought it up as well. Obviously, in hindsight, we should have done that. As you get on the road, you know, you're always really worried about time. You're really limited in the time you have. It's not like you go in the building and have unlimited time. So we didn't do that in the big sheet on either of those or the penalty kill. So, you know, again, we got to do a better job that way. But it does change. It changes your angles. It changes your pressure points. You know, as most of you know, we're a pretty aggressive team on the penalty kill, and that can lead to chasing around in the Olympic sheet and opening up more passing lanes in time. So that was a mistake there. And then, again, we already mentioned early in the show, but I just thought power play, we were way too deliberate with the puck. We didn't move it quick enough, and I thought that allowed them to be really set in their PK. So, again, we've got to look at that and make some adjustments moving forward.
Yeah, another question from our fans who are with us here. Why was Northern so open to have odd man rushes like they did, especially Friday night? Physicality was also an issue last weekend, especially against our top line.
Well, the open, I thought, is because, again, we're, you know, playing to our standards was not an area we were great at. I thought we cheated too much at times. Part of that was our forwards, whether an offensive zone player on the rush, you know, being below pucks, we call it. You know, we want to make sure your F3 is above pucks and in a good defensive posture, and I don't think we did a great job of that, certainly earlier in the weekend. Same thing on rush play. You know, our defensemen have been a high-scoring group, but we've done it from the right side of pucks most of the season. And I thought, just like Bemidji Saturday night a couple weeks back, and Friday night, we were too excited to get up in the rush. We wanted to lead the rush or activate and jump up before the situation was proper. So that led to some odd man rushes and some situations that weren't you know, real beneficial to us. Thought we got a little bit better on Saturday on it, but again, still trying to push it. Sometimes it happens big sheet as well. You know, you have all this possession time and a real good start Friday night, and some other moments where we really possess pucks for a long time, and you get antsy because you feel like you're not getting anything accomplished. And so your perimeter, you want to force some plays and make some things happen instead of kind of being patient in your game, and that can lead to some of those transition opportunities.
Okay, our last question from the fans. We've noticed the team kept losing an edge, falling down many times. I don't think the team did. I saw some individuals, especially Jacob Nordquist in the first period Saturday night. Do we have a skate sharpening problem?
Well, it's interesting in today's game and world, because when I played, you had to take your skate off and go get it done. Today's world, you have replacement blades. So most of that's done before we even hit the road. And then when a guy has an issue in a game, you just pop the blade off, put the new blade on. So, no, it's not an issue there, but an interesting observation.
All righty. We're going to take a break. It's our second of the night. We'll be right back with more Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400. All righty, we are back for our third segment on the Laker Hockey Show, live from the Antlers on East Portage Avenue. And the Antlers does a great job for us every week down here. We got a couple of the players with us now. They haven't been with us yet this season, but they are seniors. Senior night is coming up on Saturday night. Engage Terrell to my right, and then Nick Kossoff to the far right. And, gentlemen, welcome to the show, first of all. But I think the big thing, Gage, I'll ask you first, senior night coming up. You've seen a few senior nights. Now it's your turn. This 4 years goes by in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, it's a little bittersweet. I think all four of us have talked about it, and we're not necessarily looking forward to it, but it's a good night.
Yeah, it's a big night, and I think it'll be done pregame this year. We kind of like it when it's postgame because the fans get more involved with it and can really be a part of the program. And that's the way it was for a long, long time, probably 25 years that way. Nick Kossoff, you've had a really good year for Lake Superior State. Your stats speak for themselves. And talk a little bit about your 4 years here at Lake Superior State. You've really come into your own the last couple of years, and I know you really like playing here.
Yeah, it's been great so far. It's been a quick 4 years, that's for sure. It feels like I was a freshman just the other day, but I've had a blast my 4 years, and it's tough to see it come to an end here. It's still a bit more hockey to play, but it's winding down.
Yeah, and you got Ferris State this weekend. That's a team you're familiar with. We saw them about a month ago down at their place, got a couple of wins there. They're going to be tough, though, because they need wins, too. They're trying to get in the playoffs right now, and we're trying to finish as high as we can to get a better seed. Should be a good battle.
Yeah, they're definitely a desperate team right now, and we want that home ice, so it should be a good weekend.
How about the season so far? Talk a little bit about that, how it's gone for you and how this team has gelled. I mean, we got 20-win season going right now. Could pick it up to 22 here this weekend.
Yeah, it's been great so far. I mean, this is the first year where I think we're like a true family from my time here, and it showed. Like all of our success has been great this year, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Now, Gage, you guys got together early in the season or maybe even off season before we got back here and talked a little bit about how you wanted this season to go, that the family end of it, the culture, improving things, and maybe setting some goals. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's always hard when you're setting goals. You want to make them realistic, but you want to shoot for the stars, obviously. So I think that 20-goal plateau we hit was something we talked about and we really wanted to hit. And, yeah, we still got a few more to play.
Yeah, you guys this past weekend, your line in particular, you were outstanding this past weekend at Northern, and you really picked it up. Ashton Calder finishes as Rookie of the Week for the second time this year with a goal and three assists playing on the one side. And how about Braden Gelsinger? What a weekend he had. 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 4. I thought that was one of his best performances this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy playing with a couple guys like that, so thankful, and we're starting to gel a bit.
Kind of a tough weekend for you personally in a way, though. There were about 4 times on the weekend where killing penalties, you blocked shots, and we just couldn't get the puck out of the zone. They wound it up Saturday night. They wound up scoring 2 goals on those plays. You blocked Loggins a couple times, then he fired it in the net anyway. And not really much of a chance for Merricks to stop those pucks. They came through a lot of traffic, and that kid can really shoot the puck. But that was tough, though, when you do that and you sacrifice yourself and you block a shot and it doesn't go out of the zone. It's got to be frustrating.
That's part of the game. I gotta wear them off harder, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, too, about the end of the first period on Friday night where he gave you a shot there. He stuck you pretty good as he was heading for their bench, and you kind of turned around and looked at him like, what are you doing, you know? But that's always been one of my pet peeves is when a guy gives somebody a shot as he's heading off for a line change.
Yeah, no comment.
We talked a little bit with Coach, too, about some of their players. It seems like every time he turns around, Anthony this year, I think three times now he's been given embellishment penalties. I thought they did a lot of that kind of stuff that could have drawn some embellishments on the weekend, and none of them were called, so we got to play by that. But how do you get ready now after you come off? First time this season we've lost two games on the road. How do you get ready now to play this Friday night against a team that's going to be playing for something themselves?
I mean, we're playing for something as well, so I think you got to take that into account. We can't really focus too much on them. We got to get back to what made us successful this entire year. Just a quick hiccup. I mean, yeah, it's not the way we wanted the weekend to go, but it's not like the season's over, so hit the refresh button and we'll be ready for this weekend.
Yeah, does it, Nick, does it give you any kind of an edge here this week to be off? I mean, you guys would probably rather be in Florida right now with most of the other Lakers students. That's probably where they all are, getting out of this snow. But we got to get ready for a big hockey series this weekend. Does it help not to have to go to class this week?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, it's nice knowing that there's nothing else to worry about this week other than hockey and the games this weekend. So it's a bit more relaxing.
Yeah, and yourself now, it's been a good year for you in a number of ways. You're up for that Humanitarian Award right now in the NCAA. That's a really nice honor for you to get, and you've been a really good student at Lake Superior State. Had a 4 point, I think, or close to it this past semester, and majoring in a pretty tough major. Kinesiology is not easy. When you're done playing hockey, what's the goal for you? What do you want to do?
I'd like to be a doctor one day, so hopefully go back to medical school. There it is. At some point.
Well, no, that's fine. Not everybody can speak perfectly, but I know I can't. I have a lot of trouble, especially on Saturday night this past weekend. But Gage, how about yourself now? You're going to go on and play some hockey, I would think. All you seniors will. There's no doubt about that. But what's the long-range goal for you?
I still have no idea. Won't lie to you about that.
I think your dad told me that the other night. He said, I don't think he knows for sure what he wants to do.
No. But,
yeah, and he's been a great fan. How about that guy? Let's talk for him about him for a second. He played college hockey, and he's everywhere this year. Has he missed a game yet? Maybe one.
Maybe one, yeah. No, yeah. He's a big part of my life, and I'm thankful that he gets to do that and can do that.
Well, he's a great guy, and he was there at Northern wandering around the rink the other night. He said, hey, we got to play a lot better. In fact, it was before the game Saturday. He said, we got to play better than we did last night, and he predicted a victory. But that's him.
He's optimistic.
Yeah, well, hey, you guys have done a great job for this team in the years you've been here, and I don't know, what do you think, Gage, this weekend? Now we got a team we just beat a couple times, and there's no reason to think we can't beat them again, but they'll be tough.
Yeah, it'll be a good weekend, but I don't know. I don't see why we can't do what we did down there. So.
Yeah, yeah, and it'd be nice if we get a great crowd out. We won't have a lot of students in the building, but we're trying to encourage as many fans. We got a lot of great fans here with us tonight. Maybe they can get out and try to get some people to come in to see us play this weekend. We want to have a good crowd against Ferris State.
Yeah, I think they'll come out, so I don't know. Optimistic as well.
Yeah, and we could finish as high as we could finish as high as second if some teams lose, but I'm thinking third, fourth, right in that area. We want home ice though, right, in the playoffs? Is that the goal right now?
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for doing this here tonight.
thank you.
All right, Nick Kossoff, Gage Terrell joining us here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this on ESPN 1400. All right, we are back for our final segment of the show here tonight from the Antlers, 6:44 p.m. right now. And moving in and joining us for the third time this season is Anthony Nellis to my immediate right as you're looking at things here at the Antlers. And Stephen Ruggiero for the second time this season is joining us, two of our players who will be leaving and will be honored before the game on Saturday night. And Anthony, I'll ask you the same thing we did with Gage and Nick. This is 4 years has kind of flown by, and it's coming down to that senior night on Saturday night.
I know. It's kind of excited, but at the same time, a bit sad. You know, it's 4 years that's been going pretty quick. If I look at the 4 years, it's been a nice ride, but at the same time, like some other things, just got to turn the page at some point and things got to finish.
Yeah, that's right. Everything comes to an end, even the great things. I think most guys will tell you, though, after they've left the college hockey game, that that was probably the best time of their lives. They really got to know the other players on the team. It's a camaraderie thing, 4 years in one spot. When you go out and play professionally, it's a little bit different. You're getting paid to play. Now you're expected to do certain things. You almost become chattel. You can be moved. Look at the trade deadline work this past week. A lot of guys changed teams there. Steven Ruggiero, you got a different situation. You've only been with us for a couple of years rather than the 4 years, yeah. But it's still a place that you've really blossomed and played very well here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it went obviously went really quick, and I was joking around with some of the guys when I found out that I was going to be moving on this year. You know, I got to spend my 4 years theoretically with some of the best guys and best guys in the game, but no, I've been grateful for the opportunity, and it did. It really went by quick, and we're just looking to take care of business here in the next few days and onward into the playoffs and such.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Ferris State coming in this weekend. We just saw them a month ago down at their place, got a couple of victories there. Those were big W's at the time. We need a couple of victories again right now. There's no reason to think we can't do that again. But, Anthony, you had quite a weekend against them. I think you were forward of the week after that series, scored some big goals, had about 11 shots on goal. So you should be looking forward to playing Ferris State this weekend.
Yeah, like you said, I'm looking forward. Looking at the last weekend, obviously it didn't go the way I wanted to for myself and as for the team. So it's not a better way to play against Ferris and right back on track and go into the playoff right after.
Yeah, the Bulldogs are they're a team in desperation. They have to win at least one game this weekend, if not both of them, and then they'd have to hope that somebody helps them. They're playing Bowling Green. They're hoping we'll beat Alabama Huntsville a couple of times, and they can sneak into that last playoff position. It's the only place they can go. Either that or they're done for the season. So they're going to be desperate. They'll be tough. They've got some really good players. Corey Mackin's a good player. They got good goaltending, a couple really good defensemen. They're going to be tough this weekend.
No, I agree. A guy like Corey Mackin probably doesn't want to finish his 4 years by not making the playoff. He's a pro player. He's been a good player in our league for the past 4 years. So, like you said, they're going to be desperate. They're going to come in our barn, and they're going to hope to do the same thing that we've done to them in a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we had a very good weekend down there. I thought Lucas Keibel was really good for Lake Superior down at Ferris State. A lot of guys played really well. You had a great weekend, Anthony, and a number of other guys did too. Steven, how do you look at Ferris State now? You've not had the history against them that some of the other guys have, but they're a college hockey team. They're D1. Right. They can play.
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing is we can relate to their situation. I mean, a lot of the guys were here last year and years previous. We know, you know, how that feels. The desperation level is going to be extremely high, and I think Nelly said it best. A guy like Corey Mack and some of the seniors there have been there, you know, now for 4 years, aren't going to want to go out without making the playoffs. So they're going to give us their best weekend of games, and we can't take anything for granted. We're in a unique situation, and we've done that together as a group. So, you know, this is going to be a big stepping stone now for us coming off the weekend of games we just had and you know, to take the next step into playoffs.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot tonight with both Coach Witten and also with the other guys, Gage and Nick, who were on with us, a little bit reflecting back this past weekend. That was just a tough weekend, and I don't know if we were surprised by how hard Northern came at us or if the big ice bothered us, but the power play was not very good. Penalty kill, we really took a beating there, and that's not us. That's Lake Superior is really good on the PK.
No, I agree. I don't think we really played to our standard. That was the message after the weekend. And, you know, it was a step back, and we're just going to come out this weekend. And, you know, we're not going to take things for granted now. We understand what we need to do to win. We've proved it this year. I don't think last weekend was something we're proud of. But we're going to bounce back next weekend and come into the playoff.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend, and we'll hope we get a lot of fans out to support the Lakers. It's always nice. Steven, it's great to play at home. You'd love to be here this weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, whenever you can get home ice advantage, it's obviously, you know, just a huge opportunity for your team and just gives you the chance to, you know, really embrace the crowd, embrace your home fans, and kind of take that next step as a team and thrive off the energy. So it's definitely important for us. It's been a goal of ours now, really from the beginning of the year, to be a top four seed, and it would be nice to come home this weekend and, like I said, start that off going into playoffs versus Ferris.
Yeah, it's a huge weekend, and we hope we get great crowds, especially on Friday night, to get things rolling, and then Saturday night we'll have a good crowd because it'll be senior night. You guys have witnessed it. You've been here long enough, Nelly. You've seen the post game celebration for senior night and the pregame. Yeah. What do you like better?
To be honest, for me right now, I always thought it was just another weekend. I was looking at it in the sense that I was not expecting that it's going to be my turn at some point, but now it is. And to be honest, I want it kind of to be just going pretty quick. I want to be focused on the game.
Yeah.
That's what's matter really to me. Senior weekend, yes, it's probably the last regular series I'm going to play on the season. But we got more in playoffs, so that's what I'm really more focused on.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for us to play host. That would be the great thing, be able to be at home here that first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. That's the main goal. That's what we wanted at the beginning of the year. And, you know, it's looking good, but we still got two more games to do, and that's what's important right now.
Now, Steven Ruggiero, I know you're kind of a student of the game. You like to talk about hockey. You're a hockey junkie. I know that you've been looking at this stuff. Nobody's going to tell me you haven't looked around and said, well, we could play them and we could play. You look at this right now. If we finish in fourth place, we're probably going to play host to Bemidji State. That's the way it's probably going to shake out, although anything can still happen. If we were to move up into third place, we'd probably play Michigan Tech. Does it matter to you guys who you play?
Can I go first here?
Yeah.
I think, listen, playoffs come around. I truthfully don't feel that it doesn't matter based off record or anything what the difference. It comes down to who wants it more. And playoff hockey, that's really what it is. Everything tightens up defensively. You know, teams look to take the next step as a group, and they're all focused on one thing, and that's a WCHA championship. What you did in the regular season doesn't really matter. So whether it's Michigan Tech, Bemidji, Fairbanks, it doesn't really matter. I think everyone you play, everywhere you go, they're going to give you the best game they can give you. So, I mean, ideally you want the best situation being at home and, you know, maybe having a quote-unquote weaker seed, but I don't really think any teams in our conference are weaker than others. You're going to get the best from everybody on every given night. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think even this weekend we're going to see that our fans are going to see a Ferris State team that can beat us. We got to play well in order to survive them, and they're a team that may or may not even be in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. So it's going to be a battle. Absolutely.
Nelly, how do you look at that? How do you look at this situation? Do you care who you play in the playoffs?
I don't really care. I just know that if it's Michigan Tech or Bemidji, the two teams you mentioned, it's two teams that played pretty similar. They play really good defensively, very structured team, well coached. They've been in a situation in the past that they've been in playoff. They've won playoff series. So it's teams that's going to bring experience. It's teams that know how to win, and it's teams that are not going to give it to you easy. So no matter it's Tech or Bemidji or, like Steven said, another team, it's going to be hard. It's just going to be hard. We're going to have to play our best hockey every night.
Yeah, there's only one team that knows where it's going to finish. Well, two of them, really. Minnesota State knows they're going to finish first, and Alaska knows they're going to be seventh. Other than that, everything's up for grabs here going into this final weekend. It'll be interesting to follow what's going on in the other games, and I know that's not what you guys think about. You're thinking about two wins.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to you. How about how things have gone for you personally this season? I know you're a Hobey Baker candidate, Anthony. We've talked about that. You've been on the show a couple of times this year, and you've had a good season. You got 14 goals right now. You'd like to maybe finish with about 17, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would like to. give me as much as you want. I will take it for sure. But at this point right now, this season is not going to mean much if we don't succeed in playoff. That's what matters to me. I want to win with this team, and I've said that all year. And right now we're in a position where we could, that will help us win. And obviously it's going to be our destiny in our hand. We're going to have to bring our best games every night in order to win a championship.
Yeah, you look at stats, we can look at them right here, the tail of the tape between us and Ferris State. It's pretty even really right now. I mean, their power play is a little bit less than ours is. Their PK is a little bit less than the Lakers is, but you still got to play the game. I mean, going into last weekend, I would have thought we had the edge against Northern Michigan, but you'd have thought it was the other way around when the series was concluded. So you never know what's going to happen. And, Steven, you haven't been around as long as everybody else is here. You haven't suffered through that missing the playoffs thing that a lot of these young guys have. So it's a little bit different for you, but I know you want to finish on a high note so you can move on in a pro career on a high note.
Yeah, no, like Nelly said, I think – individually, I think all guys from freshman to freshman class all the way through the seniors took an unbelievable step this year, and we've really lived up to our standard and the goals we set early on. And ultimately, you know, I think last week honestly was a little bit of a good thing for us. You know, now we're hungry, we realize what it's going to take to win. I think it honestly prepared us for this next step we take into playoffs, and you know, most importantly, we take things shift by shift and day by day, and You know, I think we can really take care of our goal and win a WCHA championship, and from there move onward to the NCAA tournament. That's our focus, and it's been a pleasure being with these guys this year.
Yeah, and that leads me into the last question for you too, Steven. I mean, you're the newer guy on the block with this team. Talk a little bit about the culture and about how this team gets along and how things are in the dressing room and the way you react to everything that's going on this season.
Things, honestly, like I said, you know, they've been unbelievable. From the moment we got in, and I mentioned it months ago now, the first time I was on the show, but you know, the biggest thing I noticed, honestly, for some of the younger guys coming in, the freshmen, really just you didn't have to say anything too much or even be so much of a role model. I felt like they took it upon themselves to come in and work. You know, Deezy and Nelly, Gage, Kazi, really all the seniors, and just the whole group has done a great job just from practicing the lifts, you know, really buying into to the system and what we've, you know, as a group tried to put out for the betterment of the team. And it shows. I mean, I just think it shows. Every weekend, guys are ready to play. You know, we set a high bar on Friday and we follow up on Saturday. So it's been an unbelievable year. And, you know, I know everyone, I think, on the team would say we're happy that we were able to give back this year to the entire community in the Sioux and the university and put some wins on the board. And now we're focused to take the next step and win championships. And that's our focus. So it's been a great year for us.
Yeah, and it's been a good year to kind of observe what you guys do, too. It's very impressive how professionally the players on this team carry themselves. They do things right. I know if it's time to ride the bike, it's time to ride the bike. If it's time to lift weights, we're going to do that. And everybody pretty much buys into everything we're doing. On Friday and Saturday, there's not always a practice. There's a skate if you want to skate. Sometimes some guys don't like to do that. Other guys like to run or maybe and everything works out, and everything's been done in a very professional manner. I think the eating is done right. The staying away from fooling around too much is done right. And I think that's one of the reasons we've been successful. Nelly, you agree with that?
I agree. We set some standard at the beginning of the year. We knew where we wanted to be. It's just been a carry on, and guys have been responding to coaching staff, the entire staff, players, everyone's been working on the same direction. Everyone believes in this, and so far it's been working well.
Well, it has been working well. It's been a great season, and I've enjoyed following this team around this year as much as probably any year in the last 20-25 anyway, maybe even longer than that. Gentlemen, I thank you for being here tonight. I wish you well in the future. Wish you well for senior night, and let's go this weekend. Let's get two wins.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
All righty. Steven Ruggiero and Anthony Nellis joining us here, and we're going to take a break. In fact, we're going to get out of here. We're at the top of the hour. Matt's done a good job as usual here. Cade DeZarmel's back at the station keeping us on the air from back there. And we'll take care of some drawings and things here as we wrap it up. But don't forget the Laker Hockey Talk program. That's at 8:30 on Thursday morning. That'll be right here on this station, ESPN 1400. Damon and I will be doing that one. And then this weekend, it's the Lakers against Ferris State. We'll have both games for you on 99.5 ESFM on Friday and Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock. That takes care of another Laker hockey show. Big pleasure to be here at the Antlers. You do a great job for us. Thanks to all the fans who are out here tonight with us. Thanks to the players. Thanks to Damon Whitten for joining us again as usual. That's another Laker hockey show on ESPN 1400.